Oh, there it is, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday, and that's Ben Hino's Alive with Chiano Sky, disappearing and disappeared. I thought it was now appropriate for us to do a little bit of introspection and look at the diminishing vocabulary of the English speaker in our beloved country, and possibly we're doing something about it. We're bringing you a new word every day on the morning show, the word of the day, and that's designed generally to make you more rounded, more educated, more erudite, you know, just generally a better person. So here we go. Expand your vocabulary, amaze your friends, impress. Today's word of the day is canard, C-A-N-A-R-D, canard. What does that mean? Well, canard refers to a false report or story, or to a belief or rumor that isn't true. It can also refer to a kind of aeroplane as well as that kind of small aerofoil or airfoil. If you want to use it in context, it goes something like, the book unfortunately repeats some of history's oldest canards. There it is. Now, where it comes from, of course, the 16th century French Venetre de Canada Moitié is a colourful way of saying to fool or to cheat. The French phrase means literally to sell half ducks, or to half sell ducks, maybe not half sell, to half sell ducks. No one knows exactly what is meant by half selling, but the saying is probably based on some story widely known at the time, the details of which have not survived. Lost stories aside, however, the expression led to the use of canard, the French word for duck, to refer to a hoax or fabrication. English speakers adopted this canard in the mid-1800s. The aeronautical sense of canard, used from the early days of flying, comes from the stubby, duck-like appearance of the aircraft. So, today's word of the day, canard.